You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson from MLB.com. I'm here with Blake Treinen, one of the best relievers of the Nationals. Blake, other than what happened against Baltimore yesterday, you've had a very good year, and why haven't you been successful this year?
Well, I think a lot of it's been an approach to the game that Mike Maddox has instilled with us in spring training, being aggressive and trusting your ability. Been able to execute good pitches down in the zone, reading swings, knowing what's going to work and pitching to a situation. I've been very blessed with an ability to throw a good sinker, and I know that it more times than not is going to bode well for me. And, I've been put in situations to be successful, and whether that be with guys on base or a clean inning or whatever situation calls for, I've been able to attack hitters and get them to swing early, which allows me to keep my pitch count down, which allows me to be used more often. I think when that happens, the more you pitch, the more comfortable you get, the more confident you get. And, sometimes things aren't going to go your way. You're not going to execute pitches that you want to execute. But for the most part this year, things have gone extremely well. I've been very blessed. A good defense behind me. Our guys swing the bat, so it takes the pressure off you as a pitcher. So, the success has come from a mentality aspect, whether it be learning from, the core guys we have in the bullpen that have been around for a long time, or from our pitching coach. And even Dusty. Dusty's taking the time to learn everybody individually and try to teach to our strengths.
Now, you talk about men on base. I mean, every time Dusty puts you in there, there's always men on base, and he always talks about how you always get that double play, and it's been a good year for you as far as getting the double play.
Yeah, it's a matter of not letting the situation get bigger than it is. You're always one pitch away from getting two outs. A lot of times there's always an out when I come in. So if I make one pitch and we can get out of an inning, it's going to save the bullpen, saves a big inning. So I just got to focus on doing my job and knowing what I've been gifted with. And, that's throwing a sinker down and getting guys to get some poor swings on it. So I want them to swing the bat. I'm not out there trying to strike guys out by any means. If I get ahead of a guy, I'm not going to try to just keep pitching to contact. But I'll take my shots. But for the most part, I'm trying to get a guy to hit the ball on the ground, put the ball in play. We got seven guys behind me. They can all play good defense, and most times it bodes well.
That's true. Now, I want to ask you this. Last year, and you even admitted yourself, you had problems getting left-handed hitters out. It's somewhat improved this year. How do you think you've done this year?
Well, I think it's been a night and day difference. First impressions are everything, and people always knock me for what happened last year. I'm not too concerned about it. I knew last year I could get lefties out. I know this year I can get lefties out. Sometimes the game works that way. Right. Some of the best pitchers in baseball have had weird splits at times. I don't weigh it heavy. Last year it got to the point where, I didn't have success early against lefties, so we started walking every lefty intentionally. To get to a righty, try to use the 180 average or 190 average, whatever righty's had against me to get the ground ball. And, this year we've done it a couple times because of the situation, but for the most part, I really appreciate the confidence they've put in me to get lefties out, and it's gone well. I don't feel like, with the exception of a couple hits, lefties have really the contact swings they've got off me have been very similar to righties. There's nothing really has beat me bad, except for when I make bad pitches. And big league hitters are going to make good swings on bad pitches, and sometimes they're going to make swings on good pitches. And you just tip your hat and you say, you know what, good for you, and next time I'm going to come at you. So. I don't weigh too much of last year. It's the past. You learn from it. You're aware of it. And this year has been a huge stepping stone moving forward, always trying to get better. So, lefties are kind of few and far between this year, not by design. It's just because of situations. And, you know, I have confidence in myself. I think the staff has confidence in me. And, you know, just continue to move forward and get better every day.
Well, you have moved forward because you're one of the guys who are one of the setup guys on this team, and you got to be happy about that.
You know, always, I've always prayed for an opportunity to have a consistent role to help my team win games. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had so many guys in this bullpen that can do every job. We've all had really, really good years. And, you know, when they call on me, whatever the situation is, I want to go out there and give it my best effort, mm-hmm. not shy away from anything. And, you know, I'm just very thankful for the opportunities I've been given this year. Whatever, you know, happens from here on out, that's out of my control. I'm very, very, very fortunate that they put faith in me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it means a lot of hard work paying off. It's a lot of things falling into play. Still got a lot of improvements, you know. So trying to take in some experience from Oliver, Sean Kelly, Matt Belisle. We got Mark now. So, I mean, and then Pap. Pap was here for a year, and I got to learn from him. So there's a lot of good minds and great baseball talents that you can pick from.
What do you think of the new deal for Sevchinsky?
I just heard about that. So I think anytime you can add depth with quality arms, it's always going to help. I don't know the guy personally. I've watched from afar as a fan of the game. I know he's had a great career. So I think he'll help us. And I think... you know, whatever he brings to the table, he's gonna help us win ball games, and I'm excited to get to know him. Excited to invest in him as a teammate, pick his brain. I'm still fairly new to this big league level, so anything he can offer me to become a better player, I'll be excited for, and I'm excited to see what he can offer the team.
I gotta ask you this: how's the bullpen physically? Because you guys have been used a lot. You guys have a 20-game stretch, and from my point of view, in my opinion, you guys look a little tired. How you guys doing physically?
Well, I think, you know, there's going to be stretches in the year where the starters go 7-8, sometimes 9, through a three-week stretch, and we don't get used much at all. And you take those times as an advantage because you know there are going to be stretches where we're going to have to pick up the starters, like the starters have picked us up. And you know, I'm thankful that our manager and our pitching coach manage as well. You know, taking advantage of some arms that are rested and using them, pushing some arms that can be pushed, throwing guys sometimes maybe in a situation where they don't want to or need to. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to win every game we can. And every guy out there offers a unique ability, mm-hmm. and they get that, and they've really managed arms well through this uncharacteristic stretch. You know, we're not concerned about it. Our guys, we're all healthy. We stand strong. You know, it's part of the game. Mm-hmm. We all know well the risks that happen. You're going to hit a stretch where you're going to be used a lot, and then you're going to hit a stretch where you're not going to be used at all. So it's a matter of balancing. You know, saving bullets or throwing a little more so you stay sharp. So, you know, with the veteran mentorship that we have in the bullpen, they're always talking to us and letting us know, hey, maybe back off a little bit here, throw a little here because, you know, you might be used tonight, might be used a couple games in a row here, XXX, you know, whatever the situation is. So, you know, we're doing good. You know, I know from an outsider's perspective, you might have the opinions that you have. And it's very valid to think that, but I think we're doing pretty good.
I want people to know this about you. This is my final question. You're very even keel, and I notice that things don't bother you. You're always in a great mood. Could you tell me why you're even keel?
Well, it might not be a popular answer for some people, but for me, it's my strength in Jesus. He's always there. He gives me peace because I, you know, my hope is in Him, and I've been blessed to play this game. And you know, I could not be playing it very easily. And so I'm trying to be content and enjoy this season of my life. You know, it's not going to last forever. Hopefully, it lasts for a while. So to dwell on, let's just talk last night. You know, if I were to dwell on that, then I'm forgetting all the positives of this year. So.
you know, that's baseball. Baseball's going to happen. You're going to have your ups and downs. You know, just enjoy it. Enjoy the relationships and the connections you make throughout your career, throughout your season. Enjoy the success that you have and reflect on it because, you know, you never know what's going to happen later in life. Just enjoy where you're at and had great teammates. Keep the game fun. Had a great manager. Had a great pitching coach. Great hitting coach. Assistant hitting coach. And we got a really good staff here. Good group of guys. So it's really hard to show up and have a frown on your face. Competitive as ever. I mean, hate losing, hate having that kind of outing, but you know, your pride, you have to bite a little bit, come back the next day and say, hey, you know what, didn't have it last night, but, you know, today's a new day. Other stuff's in the past, so focus on what you have to do today to get better.
Blake Treinen, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.